My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman. At home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
Morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie.
How are you today?
Excellent, thank you.
How was the conference last week? I heard you went to a conference.
Fantastic conference, lots of learning, an opportunity to meet some really terrific people and some great speakers. So as long as you come away with 5 points, I think it's it's a valuable exercise, and I probably came around with about 12. So,
good on you.
So we're up.
And Sam Gayman, good morning to you.
Hello, Eddie.
How are you today?
I'm excellent. It's been a great week. Did a fundraising auction for Sacred Heart Mission during the week, and that was a really fun night at Luxembourg on Fitzroy Street, and a beautiful three-course meal, and met the chef.
Nice.
And more importantly, you know, we put a number of meals on the table for you know, people that are in need. And
excellent.
It was great.
This week, may I throw it open?
Absolutely.
To a Q&A, but firstly, a market snapshot.
Well, what a perfect time for that question there, Eddie, and great sound effects there. Look, it's we're almost at the end of the financial year. It has been a terrific 6 months for the property market. Sam, we've found the clearance rates to be sitting somewhere in that early to mid-70s right throughout every weekend of this year.
We have very, very consistent clearance rates, which has been great stability for the market.
Mm. It has, and it's been underpinned. There have been some weekends where we where the numbers doubled to we've averaged somewhere between 700 to 900 auctions a weekend. We had a few bigger weekends where it was 1400 to 1600, and even during those periods, the actual property market held firm and still sat in the early 70s as far as the clearance rate was concerned. And that is a very, very strong indicator of just the consistency that we talk about, but across all property types. And that's the important aspect, that the market doesn't run in isolation. It is very much segmented into different segments, such as townhouses, apartments, new and old, 50s, deco, villa units,
and
luxury
houses.
Properties, and houses. So, and also different price points go at different paces. But what we will say is...
Commercial as well?
The commercial auctions are a different category, but they have been weaker than that.
Okay.
So the statistics there are a little bit weaker than the residential. But the residential auctions, as I say, have been travelling very, very strongly.
Some of those commercial ones, though, it depends on how they're zoned. So you can have a mixed zoning, so you can live there and have businesses there as well?
Look, you can, but again, different categories. There's industrial, there's office space, there's that mix zone that you're talking about. So certainly in that sense...
Are industrial apartments still really in vogue?
Look, a lot of those warehouse shells have actually been converted, so you're finding a lot of it is actually secondary stock. So it's coming on second time round. You had an area that is still underdeveloped where there's still a lot of opportunity is that West Melbourne, North Melbourne area where there's some of the old warehousing stock near the actual railway lines.
Yes.
Which has a great interconnection with the Docklands.
And Torsten, there's some big changes coming to Fisherman's Bend as well in Port Melbourne.
There is, and we're part of a few projects that we'll be launching down that way. And it's exciting for Melbourne because we're actually finally going to have two bookends at that end of the Yarra. Yep. And of the bay, so that Williamstown has always looked into that industrial, wasteland, really, under the Westgate Bridge, and also where the, what we refer to lovingly as the container village, where there's just an array of containers that never seem to move.
Yes.
But having said that, that is all going to become residential and mixed purpose.
Wow.
There are some luxury hotels.
The government are pushing it, and they're looking at taking transportation into there as well, so extending the tram from the... Really, from the city down into Fisherman's Bend.
And within that, we're going to have some new luxury hotels, some more towers. And again, Melbourne is really accepting and actually embracing rooftop entertainment areas. So a number of these buildings that are going to be built down that way will have some spectacular rooftop pools and cocktail bar decks, very similar to the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore. Melbourne is genuinely turning into a gateway city, and what we mean by that is there are a few cities in the world that have a certain standard of living, but also are a gateway for business and also a destination point for our tourists.
This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
This is My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman Bayside, 9531 1245, the one central number to call. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs, whether they be residential or commercial, property management or sales. Chisholm and Gayman, Bayside, four offices, Torsten.
Eddie, thank you. They're in Port Melbourne, Elwood, Blackrock and Mount Martha.
There's my camera again.
Loving this snapshot. So, Sam, we've talked about sales, the consistency of the auction clearance rates. There've also been some great private sales. That end of the market has also been very, very strong. There's been a lot of off-market sales as well, where people mm-hmm. are sort of wanting to have a low-key campaign as well. So, again, that's added depth to the number of sales that have headed into the marketplace.
Percentage-wise, how many off-market sales would you have compared to on-market sales?
Look, it's a low percentage. I think you'd probably say it would be somewhere in the order of 2 or 3%.
So for off-market sales, they're for people who are basically dipping their toe in the water?
Well, it can be that, or they might be just wanting, for personal family reasons or personal reasons, just wanting a what we would refer to as a discreet sale, mm-hmm. you know, where they're accepting of pricing. If that price can be reached, then they'll sell the property.
Sure.
And we've in fact just had one last week in Elwood, which was a beautiful renovated weatherboard home in Cyril Street, and we had two offers and exceeded a price the vendor was happy to sell at. So we were able to generate competition. I think in the space of 10 days, we had 14 groups through that property.
We did.
Wow.
We did. And that's the power of, I guess, a company like ours, where we've got a sizable sales arm mm-hmm. With a number of salespeople that have got very dedicated buyers, that they actually really are aware of what the buyer's needs are. And so one of the powers that we bring to the marketplace is that we are very good at matching the right buyer to the right property.
Sure.
So that right buyer will knowingly and happily pay a little bit above market to get the right thing, as opposed to waiting 12 months and compromising. So
yep.
that's the key to the power of that off market, is just making sure if you're in an area that Chisholm and Gayman aren't in, you want to pick an agency that actually you know that the actual sales team work as a unit and also really do understand their buyers that they're dealing with.
And the key to all of that, of course, Torsten, is making sure that you do not wait too long in getting the documentation ready, the Section 32 and the contract of sale, because, you know, you can sometimes think, oh, I'll wait till that offer comes along. But by the time that offer comes along, another competing property's hit the market, yeah. and all of a sudden you've lost the buy. So you need to be able to capitalise.
Exactly right. And also buyers go through on the bell curve.
It's a roller coaster.
They go through a heightened period where they're really at their peak.
Yes.
And then if you wait too long, again, either a competing property or just their emotional levels change to where they're seeing the value.
Sure.
So I guess the other side of the property market is the rental market. And again,
subject close to my heart.
And we know that this is your little...
Yes.
Your key topic here, Eddie, and it's been an interesting year. The year started quite softly, and what we did find is we were seeing that the market needed to adjust because of the low interest rate environment. And what that was doing was actually we were losing renters that would normally rent.
Because they're going into buying a house.
Buying a house. So they were being able to do that a little bit earlier than they were anticipating. So in that, you had that surplus stock run its course over the early months in January and February.
Is it still a renter's market?
It is a fair market now. So it's
okay.
A little bit more balanced. We're actually finding that rents are steady. Owners are not having to reduce their rents anymore, which they were having to genuinely consider for certain property types.
And for people who may not understand when I talk about a renter's or a landlord's market is generally when there are high interest rates and people rent to obviously maybe try and save some money for a deposit for their own home.
And it's a buyer supply. There's more renters for given properties than there are properties.
Absolutely. Whereas when the shoe is on the other foot and it's a renter's market, interest rates are low. So people are exiting renting and buying their own home.
That's exactly right, Eddie. Mm. And at the moment, we've actually now found that nice little equilibrium in the marketplace where there seems to be an even amount of properties available for an even amount of prospective renters. So, but the key, as we've said in previous shows that Sam and I have talked about, is that just making
sure... Hold that thought. This is My Real Estate. We'll be back shortly.
My Real Estate for Chisholm and Gayman at home in Port Melbourne, Blackrock, Elwood and Mount Martha.
My Real Estate continues. Torsten, what is the key?
So the key is just making sure that you're presenting well, that you've got a fair market rent, so that you're actually getting the greatest number of applicants to your property. And Sam, what are some of the that used to be the plus ones that are now equalisers that we can guide our listeners there?
Well, there's a few things. In terms of the internals, it's things like dishwashers, making sure that you have air conditioning and heating, and really also making sure that if you are presenting your property in winter, that you have the power connected. If it's vacant, you know, when your tenants moved out, it's really important that you can show off the property in its best possible light, and you don't want people to walk into something that feels dark and gloomy.
And something between tenancies I also used to recommend to my landlords is give it a fresh coat of paint. You walk through after a fresh coat of paint, it smells fresh and it moves quicker.
Yeah, look, it's
the property moves quicker.
It's quite a simple thing, but it's generally paint, carpet, and blinds, and in many cases,
that's what I found anyway.
So yeah, I agree.
Looking at updating a tiling, in some cases, it's respraying a bath. But there's a number of things that you know you can do and take advantage of some potential deductions as well that are going to help you lease the property.
And another thing to mention to our listeners out there while we're talking on a more technical level and end of financial year is make sure if you haven't got one that you do speak to your property manager and see whether it's worth your while getting a depreciation schedule, because it just makes it far more tax efficient for your investment.
Isn't that better though on brand new properties?
It is very effective if you've updated your kitchens and bathrooms and done renovations of any property.
Sure.
So there's no question the newer properties have a higher threshold because they're actually depreciating both the building and the internals.
Yep.
But we've had some terrific renovations where we've actually been able to have enormous increase in rents because of the renovations that we've actually undertaken for a landlord. But we've then even heightened that increased return with the tax benefits of a depreciation schedule. And there are two or three fantastic operators out there in the marketplace. So your property manager will be fully aware of those.
Sure. While we're talking about internals, and it's forever the argument, carpet versus floorboards. If you're going to update your property, what would you recommend? Floorboards or carpet, and where?
I think the question depends on the property and what type it is, but there's no question that floorboards are very popular in hallways and living areas. Carpet still is king of the roost in bedrooms. People like to hop out of bed and feel something underneath their feet. So that would be our observation, Sam.
You want warm feet?
Warm feet.
Look, it's a service that we offer, and whether you're renting or selling, if you do talk to one of the staff at Chisholm and Gayman, one of our team members, we're going to take you through some suggestions. So we'll make some recommendations. It may be that you can alter your floor plan in some way. Perhaps you don't have an internal laundry because there's a communal laundry if it's a block of apartments. Perhaps you can get a laundry internally.
A European laundry.
There are things that can be perhaps changed in the sense of making things more modern. So in circumstances of apartments, you can get body corporate permission, providing you have body corporate permission and an engineer's report, and make sure you're satisfying council requirements of opening up a lounge room to a kitchen, to make it open plan, to make it more modern in its appeal, so that you are in some ways giving yourself an equaliser against those brand new properties. And so there are things there that we can do to help you and spend your money wisely in the right areas that are going to increase your capital gain or your rental.
And the other thing, I guess, as we say, looking at the market snapshot, there is a good opportunity there for, with the interest rates as low as they are, for you to actually have a look at revaluing if you've actually got an existing home, that you get that revalued and then use that equity in allowing yourself to buy an investment property. It's it's always a great opportunity as a snapshot just to see what equity you've actually gained. And a lot of clients that we're doing this for are getting a very pleasant surprise because they haven't had a market update for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of smiling faces.
We have. And it's either given them an opportunity to buy a bigger home that they weren't anticipating.
Yep.
Or an opportunity to downsize and get a better style of property with being able to park monies into their super, or alternatively using that equity to buy either their first or a secondary investment property.
Gentlemen, that's where we have to leave it for this week. We'll do it all again next week.
Thank you, Eddie.
Eddie, thanks very much.
This has been My Real Estate. We'll do it again next week.
Wherever you go, say hello.
1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of footy.